You're listening to Real Facts on Real Estate with Sean Patrick Maloney.
This sounds good.
Welcome to episode 19, The Power of Now. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. I want to talk about a really important subject. I know everyone always has a ton to do, and they really run around like a chicken with the head cut off, and I just want to talk about multitasking, the power of now. Some people call it the domino effect. Gary Keller called it the one thing. There's a lot of different names out there for it, but I want to talk about the reality of what we can get done, the best way to get things done, and how to make your overwhelming list a little more manageable, and how to get it done efficiently as well as successfully, and ultimately how to grow yourself and be able to get more done in any given week. So this morning I woke up and I was thinking about all the different things I had to get done. And then I went on and I sat into my email, and sure enough, Inman had just hit me with an article about multitasking. This is a subject I'm very familiar with. I know that we all think we can multitask. We text and drive. We do all sorts of things like that. But the reality comes down to, no matter what convention, seminar, book, even interesting blog I've ever read, always goes over the fact that you can never actually truly multitask. The thing they always go over is you're actually not multitasking. You're going from one task to the other task. And the reality being that going back and forth actually takes longer than to focus on one thing. The big thing to remember is that whenever you're doing it, you're constantly disorganizing your mind and making it reorganized to change back and forth. It doesn't matter whether you're trying to watch TV and eat cereal. It doesn't matter what you're doing. When you think about it, you have to take a moment to stop watching TV, pick up the spoon, put it to your mouth, and then look back up. I challenge you to think about even the fact of the way your eyes work. When you're looking with your eyes, you're actually only looking ever at one given thing. I know you could be looking across an open view and saying, well, I'm seeing the whole view. You're actually not. In tiny, tiny little microseconds, you're looking and looking around at every given thing, and you're only registering one at once. That's why when two people look at the same exact view, one might say, hey, look at that deer over there, and the other say, what deer over there, until they're able to gauge their mind towards the deer that is there. It's the same thing that allows us to be able to, as humans, drive around without mass confusion of the brain. If you think about it, if we were registering every given thing, every piece of data that passes us by, overall, our brain would end up getting overwhelmed. So instead, it's only taking in one thing at once, and it's processing each and everything. And the only things we remember are those that stand out to us and we attach some significance or importance to them. And that's why you don't end up shutting down as a human. I mean, otherwise, driving down the street, if you were to try to remember everything and try to do everything, wouldn't actually be possible. You wouldn't even be able to focus on actually driving. You'd be so confused by all the amount of stuff going by. So let's talk about it in a business aspect. So we all have a million things to do on our list. So what do? We usually open our laptop up in the morning. We check out our cell phone. We get all set up to work. And the next thing we do, we start checking our emails. And then that email leads us to doing a job. So we head from that email over to that job that we're working. And then we end up on a few different websites. And then we don't end up back to the email. Then if something in our head goes off and reminds us, okay, get back to the email, we get back to the emails. And then we get a message on Facebook, we jump over to there, then we get a text message, we check that, and we run back and forth and back and forth. The whole time, every time we switch applications, every time we switch functions, every time we switch directions, more time has been spent on the in-between than we realize, which means all day long we're constantly putting these little 5 to 20 second to even multi-minute breaks into the day, which is going to lead us to a ton of wasted time. So one of the most important things to think about doing is time blocking and to be able to remove yourself from the situation. So say you have a purchase and sale agreement or a contract that you need to read. You have a new person applying for a loan. You have a new client looking to do a new contract of a lease agreement or whatever it be. If you take the time to completely separate yourself out from everyone else and you sit there, maybe even print it and then read it over using a highlighter and go over that in detail, you're going to end up getting it done actually rather quickly. If you get into that, you get a text message, you jump out, you come back, you go back into it, you jump out, you come back, you're going to realize in time, not only did it take you longer, but also there's going to be some inefficiencies in there where you don't even actually remember where you were. So either you back read further because you remember a last spot and you go, oh, I'm not sure, so I'll go back a little further, or God forbid, you end up actually missing a section. You don't actually end up taking that on. So you end up forgoing something. And, you know, as real estate professionals, all of us out there, we're reading over really important documents. We're not just dealing with $50. We're usually dealing in thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, and sometimes even millions of dollars. So playing this back and forth game, thinking that you're multitasking, actually can lead to not only a loss of time, but in the future, a loss of some serious amount of loss of reputation and possibly even litigation, which could be a really big problem because you're going to send those contracts and documents over to your clients to sign them, and they're going to read them. No, they're not. Let's be honest. Hardly any of them actually read them. And I didn't say that as a joke. It's actually the truth. It's kind of a sad truth. I always send my emails at the top of them with a reminder that says, yes, I have read this. Yes, I'm a real estate professional, but please do me the favor of reading over the details and make sure that if there's any questions that you have, that you let me know and I will be sure to fix it. And that's really important. You know, it's always important to remind the client about doing their own due diligence. But anyways, back to the topic. Going back and forth between documents can lead to some big problems. So then let's think about some other things. You know, you're driving towards an appointment. When you're driving towards the appointment and you're multitasking, say you're taking all these other phone calls, you're working on all these other things, are you memorizing the details that matter? When you're about to pull up to a home, do you know the year built? Do you know the square footage? Do you know the bathrooms, the bedrooms? Do you know all the comps within the area? If you don't know all the comps within the area, that means the consumer is going to know more than you because they've studied the property. This is the only property they have to know, whereas you need to know all properties. Or if you're a mortgage broker and you're working with someone, do you know the property? Do you know the tax rate in the area? There are so many things that when we're working as real estate professionals that we need to know about a property to know more than our clients. In the day and age of this internet era, means it's harder and harder to know these things, which is why it's really important to block the time out to properly study the different items. One of the most important things that I've learned in time is with a job that's very busy like ours, you want to make sure you do block out those times. Some of the suggested time blocking things would be your email time list, your phone calls and returns to voicemails. You want to take time to make sure you're doing lead generation. You want to make time for the past and current clients and callbacks and emails and reach outs. You want to make sure you leave time for lunch. You want to make sure you leave time to get enough sleep in your day. You want to make sure you leave enough time to have family time. And I know a lot of these other ones are like, well, those are supposeds of life. But problem being is if you don't time block your normal day, how are you going to have time for the things after the day? A lot of times what ends up happening is we reach out past our work day and into our private time because of the fact that we've been trying to multitask and the fact that we've been trying to get so much stuff done. So for myself, as a multi-business owner and as an entrepreneur and constantly working on things, the thing that I learned a long time ago was about a rule called the domino effect. Some people call it the one thing, the domino effect. There's a lot of different names for it. But what it is to take and put down a list of everything that you need to do. The first time you have it, just get started with just write everything down and get it all out there. So that way there, it's somewhere other than up in your head and it can't be forgotten. I currently use a task manager through a CRM system, which usually that works best because everything is written down and assigned. There's also deadlines and timelines. We can go over those types of things in the future. But you want to make sure you write everything down. And then the future, as things come up, you want to write them down as well. And when you're doing that, you want to think on an importance level. So there's a million things to do in the day, but you need to think, what is the next most important thing that if I don't do it now, it's going to be late? By doing this, it's going to allow you to see focus of that not everything that has to be done right now, and that there's a thing called deadlines. You don't want to be a deadline runner and always be running deadlines, but you also don't want to be doing things that don't really matter right now. We're constantly doing that. We constantly see like, oh, there's an email from so-and-so. I got to get back to them. Do you really need to get back to them right now? Is it really that important? Or do you think reading that lease agreement we were speaking of is the most important thing right now? And maybe later on when you have that time block, you could email them back. And don't get me wrong, great customer service is important, but realize that great customer service is not just about answering an email in a split second, nor is it about answering a text message back in a split second. It's about being an efficient leader and showing them the way as a fiduciary and making sure that we're working with them with all their interests in mind, not just their lack of patience for you texting them back or emailing them back, because you got to remember, one of the things you do is you create this false perception of reality. If from the beginning you allow your clients to constantly text you and you text them back no matter what time of day, no matter when it is, then yes, you've set the expectations and you're going to need to follow those expectations. But if you start the client relationship out correctly And you explain that you have certain times of the day you'll be getting back to them and that you would love for them to take the time to put everything down in an email and send it to you once a day versus 15 different separate emails that have one-liners in there asking you questions. They're not going to see this as an issue. They're going to see this as the way that your system works. So you want to make sure you put that down at the beginning, where you're asking your clients to put things down in advance and that you'll get back to them between the hours of 8 and 9 a.m. or 4 and 5 p.m. because those are my two follow-up times of the day. And they'll say, wow, this guy's actually pretty professional. This woman's actually pretty professional. They set aside time to make sure they get back to everyone. Or you say, I'll be back to you within 12 to 24 hours every single day, guaranteed. If you don't hear from me by the 24-hour mark, feel free to reach out to me again. These types of expectations are really important to this whole process. But again, if you think to yourself, what is the next most important thing, it will always work out. And that way there, you're always making sure by the time deadlines hit, they're already taken care of. So back to the domino effect. If you thought to yourself, I have 100 dominoes, and you put them out one after another, but you put them out beside each other, how would you knock them down? You would take and you would push over one, then you'd push over the next one, and then you'd push over the next one. 100 times in a row, you'd do this. But if you thought to yourself, if I put out 100 dominoes and I go 3 in a row, straight in a row, and then by the third one I go 2 wide, and then by the time I do that 3 in a row, I go 3 wide, and I continue the process forward, one would agree you could push over one and all the other ones would fall down in rapid succession. And you can see that always at any time you watch a domino display where they put them out, they put them down one and one at first, and eventually as they build momentum, they're able to spread them out wider. The easiest way to think about something like this is the simple situation of a parent who has children and they're citing that they can't get a job because they need to pay for babysitting. And so you have to say to yourself, what would be the most simple way to make this situation work? Well, step one would be to figure out a way to cash flow the babysitter, which might mean selling items, which might mean cutting back on going out to dinner, whatever it is that can create more cash into the original operation. After you save the cash up, you continue to work slowly but surely towards that babysitter. When you get the babysitter, this is almost like you going two dominoes wide, because now you have a babysitter taking care of the children, and you're taking care of the work, which means now you're earning. After that, you can slowly but surely get into, okay, now you have an apartment, you have a babysitter, you have the work. As you continue forward, you can put a little bit of money away. Now you have the babysitter, you have a job, you have a side business, you have a place, you have a car. But one would agree if you went and said, you know what's going to get me my own business, having my own place, having a car, a babysitter, and also having a job. If you tried to start all four of those at the exact same time, we can agree that you'd probably fail. But by planning things successfully and slowly but surely working your way up, thinking about what the next most important thing is, you can make sure that all these work together. Way to really apply it to your day is to start thinking about it like this. I was talking with an agent the other day. They were talking about growth and how they were going to grow in the future and eventually need a team. Well, when you're an agent and you're running around every single day and you're running around like crazy, and yet you've got a bunch of leads that aren't being called, and you have a bunch of contacts that haven't been reached out to, and you've got two people looking for a showing at once, it may be in time to put that second domino into a place. And what is that second domino? The second domino would be an admin. It would be maybe a showing agent, whatever works best for your team. But realizing that if you don't ever put that into play, you're literally going to create yourself a giant mess where you're waiting for enough money to pay for the thing, but the thing is waiting to create you enough money to pay for itself. In business, sometimes it's very similar to the field of dreams. If you build it, they will come. Not if you wait for them to come, you should build it because they're there. And unfortunately, a lot of people, when they're working their businesses, they aren't ready to add in help because they're worried about the bottom line, but not realizing that by creating help ahead of that, you're going to create the ability to service more clients and to service them better. So it's a really happy medium you got to find where, is it that you're overworked, or is it that you're just trying to multitask all the time, or is it that you're taking on too much that doesn't pay you and you're afraid to tell people no when they're asking a whole bunch of favors of you? Or is it time to really get that other person and to build your business to that next level? Some of the things that you could think about when it comes to building your business to the next level are things like digital assistants. A lot of people don't utilize this. In the modern day world, we have the ability to hire somebody remotely, whether it be through something simple like Upwork or a Fiverr, Or it be something where you go out in the phone book and you look under digital assistants, or you go on Google and type it in and you find somebody trustworthy, certified, you know, somebody that actually has insurance and the entire thing. You obviously don't want to just go out, type digital assistant and send them all your client's paperwork, but they certainly could take care of a lot of the different dirty work for you, as far as you could make a phone call to them in between houses and tell them all the different emails you need sent out, go over all the different things that have come in for the day, have them doing things like making sure that your marketing is going off on time. There's a lot of different things that go on in this business that don't really require a real estate agent to do or a real estate professional to do, but they are required to be done and they are under our category of our job to do. So by having this, whether it be an admin, personal assistant, showing agent, or whatever the other types of lines of work that could actually help your job out, by having that person in place, you can save yourself the time and stop trying to multitask doing it. Can you imagine if all your inspections were already set up and all you had to do was attend it? All you had to do was open your calendar to find out when you're going to attend it? This also would mean that it's important to use your calendar to manage your business. But again, if we're doing everything one step at a time and we're actually working in a forward direction, it's very easy to implement these people in to have them actually help you save you time. Whenever you're working in real estate, it's really important to remember that time is money and money is time, and that it's the most important resource we have, the most limited resource we have. And when you learn to multiply through leverage, which is getting other people to help you, you're going to learn to grow your business to new levels. If you're afraid of where it will go and you're worried that it won't go as well as you think, then maybe you should take a look at your business and find out what you're doing wrong. Because if you think growth is something that doesn't happen, it just means that you're not ready to grow, and it just means you don't have trust and full faith in yourself. I'm not going to get into positive thinking in this episode of the podcast, but if you're feeling this self-doubt and this self-unawareness, if you can't see how it's going to work out in the future, then you probably should take a little bit of time to figure out what you're doing that you believe you are holding yourself back on, because the market certainly isn't holding itself back. There are agents out there producing over $100 million in sales a year, managing huge teams, while you're out there trying to figure out how to make two buyers and two sellers figure out how to get along enough to close a deal. Typically, it's time to look in the mirror and figure out what you're doing wrong with time management. I appreciate you following my podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or if you're looking for us to talk about something in an episode in the future, feel free to get in touch with me. I look forward to talking to you next week. Have a great day.